and welcome back to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so one of the major themes in the Gospel of John is the theme of blindness. So blindness, whether it be physical, spiritual, or intellectual blindness. Today we are in the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we are invited to ponder the call of the first two disciples, Andrew and John. As we read, "The next day, again, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus." Okay, so I'm going to share with you a little bit of how sight works in John's Gospel. And I want to help you by teaching a very important word, and that word is behold. Behold. In Greek, it's idu, in Hebrew, it's hine, and in Latin, it's ecce. So the word is a little, I guess, archaic in today's English, but in the scriptures, it literally means look or see in a kind of imperative command. Now, this is important because St. John uses this word at very important moments in Jesus' ministry, and I'll get to those in a second, but first let me explain to you how this word works. So, behold. When you hear it as a kind of command, it functions like a kind of interjection in the narrative to get your attention. So when you say this word, behold, the narrative in a sense momentarily stops in its tracks and takes you, your eyes, and places you in the narrative, and you are meant to see what is happening through that person's eyes. It is as if you were invited to step right into the narrative, as if the character is saying to you, come here and physically look, behold. Now, for example, here are a few important times in John's Gospel when we see this. Number one, like today, behold the Lamb of God. Number two, Pontius Pilate says, behold the man. And number three, Jesus on the cross says to his mother, behold your mother. Now, the point is that throughout the Gospel, there are going to be people who see but do not see because they lack faith. In other words, they're blind. It's not just a physical looking we're trying to emphasize here, is that we are trying to look through the eyes of faith. Now, the Gospel of John is also known as the sacramental gospel, because John teaches us how to understand the sacraments. That in the sacraments we are called to see, but in some way not see. For we are called to behold with the eyes of faith. You see, the Catholic faith is a sacramental faith. That is, we are called to see through the visible, the invisible graces that Christ wants to give us. Now, at Mass, the priest, just before Holy Communion, says the word behold twice. Not once, twice. So when the priest takes the host and raises it and says, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. So when we go to the sacraments, whether it is Mass or confession, you are asked to see, but in some way not see. Well, how does that work? Well, what you see in Mass is a piece of bread, but what you are called to is to behold the body of Christ, the Lamb of God. In confession, you hear and see a priest saying to you, I absolve you from your sins, but you behold the tender mercy and love of God who washes away the guilt of our sins. So the question I have for you today, as you partake, especially in the sacraments, is to ask yourself, what are you looking at? Are you just looking, or are you beholding? And when we do behold, perhaps we can respond with our very own response to God, asking him to behold and look at us and our faith. How? Well, I invite you to use the very words of Mary herself. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.